Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I am all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on my podcast. Now, I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. One, because anxiety bites, and I know it bites because I've been there. And two, when it comes to food, diet, and lifestyle as a way to overcome anxiety, permanent, lasting health comes from committing to making small changes and remaining consistent with those changes. So you don't need to do everything perfectly. You don't need to change everything all at once. It's not an all or nothing situation. No, we take things one bite at a time. Now today's episode is a little different. It's called 12 Questions a Nutritional Therapist Might Ask You During a Consultation. As a nutritional therapist, people often say to me, "Oh, you'd hate to know what I eat," or "You'd probably think I'm a terrible person if you knew how much junk I ate." Well, first of all, no, and second, no. Actually, I'd love to know what you're eating, and that's not so I can admonish or lecture you, but if I know what you're eating, I can see how I can support you in feeling better. And I would never judge anyone based on what they're eating. This is a judgment-free zone. There's no judgment, no guilt, no shame. And I don't want you to feel bad because of what you're eating in any way. As a matter of fact, my goal is to help you feel great because of what you're eating. Another question I get asked is, what does a nutritional therapist want to know about me? If we start working together, I'd ask you about your eating habits and your general health history, and we would talk about where you are emotionally if you're struggling with anxiety or depression. There may be other health issues you're hoping to improve, so we talk about that too, and generally what you'd like to accomplish by working with me or a nutrition coach. And this is so I can get a better understanding of where you're starting on your road to healthier eating, or where you are on the eat better, feel better scale. If you think some nutritional guidance and support would help you, but maybe you're a little hesitant, here are 12 questions a nutritional therapist might ask you so you can know what to expect. And even if you're not ready to start working with a nutritional therapist, these are good questions to ask yourself in order to take a look at how your diet and what you're eating impacts your mood. So let's get started. The first question I always ask is, how much time passes between when you wake up and when you eat breakfast? Or are you eating breakfast at all? Now, as a nutritional therapist, my suggestion would be to consider eating breakfast within 30 minutes of waking up for proper energy and blood sugar balancing. And I made a podcast, it's episode 3, that is all about breakfast. And I know I talk about it a lot in most all of my podcasts, but that's because breakfast is so important. Not only did I do a whole podcast on it, but I also created a mini program to get you started. Another question I would ask you is, how much water are you drinking? And your water intake should be at least 50% of your body weight. So, for example, if you weigh 160 pounds, you would need about 80 ounces of water, or minimally 8 glasses a day. And if you're not drinking water, what are you drinking instead of water? In episode 9 of my podcast, The 10 Transformational Health Steps, I get into hydration a little bit more and why it's important, especially for those dealing with anxiety. The third question I'd ask is, how often are you eating? And how many hours pass between each meal or snack? And I ask this because I know healthy, nourishing food should be eaten every 3 to 4 hours to prevent mood swings due to your blood sugar dropping. And I typically suggest 3 meals a day and 2 healthy snacks. Question number 4, how many servings of vegetables are you eating each day? And I know it's easy for a lot of people to let vegetables slide, And French fries might be considered a vegetable by some people, but I'm talking green salads, leafy greens, squashes, and that kind of thing. So I'd want to know if you're getting at least 3 servings a day, and a serving is either 1/2 to 1 cup. And to follow up with that question, are you eating fresh, raw fruit every day? Fruit offers so many nutrients and health benefits. As a matter of fact, in episode 8 of my podcast, I talk about the amazing benefits of superfruits. I found that some people eat a lot of fruit, maybe 5 or 6 pieces, and others rarely get a banana now and then. As a nutrition coach, I'd want you to eat 3 pieces of fruit or 3 servings a day, either once with every meal or as a snack with a little bit of protein to keep your blood sugar stable. And speaking of protein, that's another question. Are you eating enough protein? And when you eat protein, can you feel a difference in your mood? Proteins help stabilize and balance moods, and it gives you the amino acids your body needs to produce your brain chemicals. And if you're struggling with moods, this question would be very insightful. If you're unsure what enough protein means, I have a free protein guide I'd be happy to send you. Just feel free to drop me a message. Question number 7, are you eating enough healthy fats? Because a lack of fat corresponds to mood shifts. And that's because fats help to stabilize energy and keep your mood balanced throughout the day, and they do play a big role in brain health. Do you remember when low-fat diets were popular? Well, now we know that low-fat diets increase the risk of becoming more irritable, angry, hostile, tense, and of course, more anxious. If you've listened to episode 7 of my podcast, you've heard me talk about the healthiest fats you could add to your diet and which types of fats to avoid. Question number 8, how many servings of white starchy carbohydrates are you eating every day? When it comes to white carbs like bread, potatoes, rice, and I know a lot of people are trying to maintain a keto-style diet, I don't recommend specifically cutting carbohydrates, but swapping the empty white foods for healthier options like oatmeal, quinoa, whole grain breads, and other whole grains is going to be a lot healthier for you. So we want to go over your white starchy carb intake. Another question I would ask is, what's the quality of food you're eating in general? Are you eating freshly prepared food, or are you eating canned food, fast food, or prepackaged foods that you typically microwave? And this is so I can see what level of nutrients you're most likely getting, or perhaps not getting, because packaged foods generally don't offer much nutrition. I would suggest whole, fresh, organic foods over packaged and canned foods. Question number 10, are you eating both soluble and insoluble fiber? Now, fiber is important because it not only helps regulate your blood sugar, but it also keeps your digestive system healthy. Now, regulated blood sugar is going to keep your mood stable. And remember, serotonin, your feel-good brain chemical, is made in your digestive tract. So it's important to keep that healthy. Another question I'd ask, and this seems to be very difficult for a lot of people, but what types of sugary treats and sweets are you eating, like donuts and cakes and desserts and candy? How often do you eat them? How big a role do they play in your diet? Sugar is one of the most disruptive foods for your mood, and it's also highly addictive. Not only that, it robs your body of nutrients. If you're taking your first steps on the road to better health and sugary foods are a big part of your diet, I wouldn't recommend you quit sugar immediately, but it would be something to get into after you've made some other healthy changes to your diet. So if we are working together, those are some of the questions I'd want to ask you to get to know you better and to get to know your diet better. And like I said, there's no judgment. This is a safe place that supports learning and incorporating new behaviors. And it's about seeing how I might help you eat better to feel better both mentally and physically. And the last question, would you want to work with a nutrition coach? Because nutritional therapy isn't just about your diet. Some other topics we discuss are goal setting, meal planning, mindset, stress management, and things like what's one thing that's really important for you to discuss? And when you think about a healthier you, what do you envision? Or what's your vision for a healthier you? Our health coaching sessions would be done by phone every week for about 30 minutes and for a minimum of 6 weeks to start. And during each session, we discuss ways for you to be successful at increasing your health and well-being and set objectives for you to achieve your goals. Now, I hope that sounds simple, even though I know it's not always easy. Making any change to your diet and lifestyle and the mindset you have can be difficult. And that's why having someone on your side supporting you is important. So that's it. 12 questions a nutritional therapist might ask you. Now, I'd love to hear from you, so let me know what you think. Leave me a comment in the post here, or you can email me at michelle@bellaholisticnutrition.com. I hope you liked today's episode, and I really appreciate you being here with me. And remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what panic attacks feel like, and I know what living with anxiety is like and what you're going through. So never feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help. We can work together and see how things can improve for you when you eat better and feel better. And remember, if you're currently taking medication, please don't stop or make any changes unless and until you discuss it with your doctor or primary caregiver, because I'm not a doctor and I'm not able to offer any medical advice. I'm a health and nutrition coach, and I'm here to offer support and education, not diagnosis or treatment, okay? Now, those are some questions I would ask you. So if you have any questions or you'd want to know more about me and what I do, please feel free to email me or visit my website at bellaholisticnutrition.com. And also, remember to follow me on Facebook at Bella Holistic Nutrition. Thanks again for being here with me. See you soon, and until next time, take care.